This is Lifeline with Neil Boron. To join the conversation, call 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was on the West Coast with my wife celebrating our 30th anniversary. We're driving the Pacific Coast Highway, and I'm listening to a conversation between Marty McDonald, Pastor Marty McDonald from City Church, who was filling in for me, and his good friend Danny Gokey. Danny Gokey and his band are coming to the City Church in Batavia on Saturday, November 21st at 7 p.m. We're excited about that. Danny Gokey coming back to Western New York. And now I've got him live on the air here on Lifeline. Danny, thanks for taking some time to be with us.
Hey, so glad to be on the call with you, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool listening to you and Marty talk, because you've been at City Church before and you've got kind of a relationship with Marty and the people there in Batavia. But this is a regional event, and there's people in Rochester, New York, and in Buffalo, maybe even some from our friends in Southern Ontario who are listening. I want to drive over to see you in concert on the 21st. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But, man, I really enjoyed listening to your story and just hearing your heart and finding out about the things that are going on in your life right now. But we're going to talk about your new Christmas album in a little while. But let me go back. For somebody who doesn't know who Danny Gokey is, I want to mention that you were a contestant, I think, was the 8th season of American Idol.
Yeah, yep.
And while that's a big deal for just about anybody, it was a really big deal for you because you had just lost your wife, and she passed away. Can you talk about that for a minute so folks understand the nature of what rocketed you to, you know, prominence in terms of people knowing the name Danny Gokey?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, it's interesting. I started watching the show. I used to be a semi-truck driver, and my first wife, Sophia, always watched the show because not only was I a semi-truck driver, but I was a praise and worship leader at two churches.
Mm-hmm.
I pastor at two locations, so I've spent a lot of time doing music and working. And she would watch the show because I was gone a lot. And finally, one year we got DVR, and I started watching. I would come home late at night from work, and I'd watch the show with her, and I got hooked. And I just looked at her and said, I'll try it out this year. It's my last year. They had age limits. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going for it. And but, man, everything... I mean, the whole story changed. A month before my audition, she ends up passing away unexpectedly.
Mm.
And I was devastated. And I didn't want to go on the show, but I knew, like, I had to keep my promise that I made to her because she was a big fan of it. And I just, you know, in brokenness and darkness, kind of limped my way to the audition. And little did I know that God was going to take that story of brokenness and that he would give me hope by creating a music career and showing me that it's not over, even though I experienced tragedy, that he had new chapters waiting for me. And not only that, but then also people through my story found hope as well.
Well, unless you were listening earlier, you wouldn't know that today we've been talking about grief and loss and hope, because ultimately we have hope in Jesus, no matter how dark things may seem. And I want to give you a chance to maybe talk from your own heart for a moment about what that season in your life looked like, and then walk us into the song Hope in Front of Me, because I think it applies really well.
Yeah, so you know, the season was a dark season. I mean, I there was no way to describe it besides anything but dark. And, you know, I was raised in the church. My grandfather was a pastor, had a very great, amazing experience with God growing up. But, man, I couldn't shake that. No matter what I tried to do, I mean, there was just this sadness that loomed over my life. But the problem is that the sadness turned into a depression. And then the depression, it was in that season. It's funny, you know, the scriptures talk about the devil's a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's in 1 Peter 5.
Sure.
Right, and he looks for those people. And I became an open target to the enemy. You know, unfortunately, my faith level decreased, and his voices are, you know, the whispers of despair and discouragement and depression and even anger over the situation, like the injustice of it. I prayed, and God, I felt like he didn't hear my prayer. He took full advantage of that, and it launched me into a very dark depression. And I remember going through the Idol tryouts thinking, like, man, it's not going to get any better. Like, what if God's going to put me on this show and then embarrass me in front of, you know, you just get these weird thoughts that, you know, he didn't hear the prayers of my wife, you know, asking to heal my wife.
Right.
What's, you know, if I go on this show, what makes him, you know, what happens if I mess up royally, and now I'm not only am I going through loss, but I'm going through a failure on a show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really have some bad disposition about it, but God systematically carried me through. He dealt with my fears with scriptures. You know, one of the scriptures he gave me was, be still and know that I'm God. And And literally that scripture was one of those things, when I looked in the Hebrew, it talked about, you know, the Hebrew interpretation of the verse means let it go. Mm-hmm. Stop striving with God and move forward and let it go and trust. And I ended up doing that, and man, I got on the show, and I ended up finding out that God had great plans, just like his word said, Jeremiah 29:11. It was a plan for good, a hope, and a future. And so when I got off the show, I wrote that song, Hope in Front of Me, to describe that season. I say in the lyrics, I was running through rain that I thought would never end, trying to make it on faith in a struggle against the wind. You know, and then I've seen the dark and the broken places, but I know in my soul, no matter how bad it gets, it'll be all right. You know, and just like the song lyrics said, I might be down, but I'm not dead. There's better days up ahead. I found that out, that God does work everything together for the good. You might be down today. If you're listening to this interview, you might feel down, discouraged, downtrodden. But understand this, this story's not over yet. God has new chapters of restoration, new chapters of hope ahead of you. Just keep moving forward.
No doubt this song is going to be a blessing. If you're struggling today and you sense some darkness in your life, check it out. Hope in Front of Me, title track from an album by Danny Gokey.
I've been running through rain that I thought would never end. Trying to make it on faith in a struggle against the wind. The storm you finally find, where the hurt and the tears and the pain don't fall behind. You open up your eyes and up ahead there's a big sun shining. Right then and there you realize you'll be alright. There's hope in front of me. There's
That's music from Danny Gokey, a song called Hope in Front of Me. He'll be in concert at the City Church in Batavia on Saturday, November 21st. 7 p.m. is the start time. You can go to thecitychurch.com to get some tickets. It's thecitychurch.com, and certainly hope to see you there on Saturday, the 21st. Danny Gokey is our guest here on Lifeline, and there's a song that's a little more recent, but has a similar feel to me as the one we just heard. And by the way, what a powerful song. It's a song I still believe. And, you know, we go through stuff and our doubt, you know, doubt comes in and we struggle with obstacles in our life. Sometimes they're emotional, sometimes they're relational, even work-related, whatever. But I still believe always speaks to me, you know, whenever I encounter a struggle in my life. And I wonder if you'd kind of describe that song. It's from the album My Best Days.
Yeah. So I Still Believe is such a unique song. You know, if people remember, it's such a cool little story of relation here. I Still Believe, I actually didn't write, but on my season, they had a judge named Cara DioGuardi.
Mm-hmm.
If people remember that they added to the judges that year for the first time. It was four judges, Paula, Simon, Randy, and Cara. Well, Cara DioGuardi actually wrote that song. And when I heard it, I was like, oh, I love this song. It talks about the power of believing. You know, belief, your life goes in your most dominant thoughts. And if you believe that you're a success, even if you are failing at the moment, that belief will move you in the direction of success. If you believe you're a failure, you're going to keep repeating those failures because you don't believe anything else. Belief is so powerful. Well, belief is the foundation of our faith. You know, God said nothing's impossible for those who believe in. And if you believe in him, you know, you shall not perish but have eternal life.
Right.
And when you believe, you understand that nothing is impossible. So the song says, never saw a man who walked on water, never met a man who walked on water, but I still believe. That is the essence of our faith. I've never seen Christ in the physical. I didn't see him die on the cross, but through my faith, there was a different realm that I connected to it. And when I connected to it, I've seen his hand work in my life. So the scripture is talking about you can't see the Holy Spirit, but you can feel the effects. When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he said, you don't see the wind, but you see the effects where it blows. And your belief system will connect you to the source of power. You know, and I've seen the effects of God's wind blowing in my life and changing darkness into light. And I really encourage people, believe. Because it opens up the door to allow the effects of the, like, just when you see a tree blowing in the wind, you don't see the wind, but you saw the effects. And so you will see the effects of God's power in your life when you believe. So that's what that song is about.
And the more I live.
From the album My Best Days, Danny Gokey and I Still Believe. We'll be back with more of Lifeline and more of Danny Gokey in just a moment, so don't go away. Hey, thanks for being with us. Got the privilege of having Danny Gokey with us on today's broadcast and hearing about his life story and listening to some of his music, which is fabulous. And by the way, I should ask, Danny, if you want to get a copy of any of these songs, you must have your own website, so help me out because I don't have it in front of me.
I do. The website you can go to is DannyGokey.com, but if you know, that's one great, and you can find out where all the shows. I'm busy this year. I'm all over the place touring.
Right.
But also another place you can go to, just go to my Instagram account, Danny Gokey, or my Facebook account, Danny Gokey Official, Twitter, Danny Gokey. There, I keep people up to date with what I'm doing, where they can buy the album. And so, and then you can only that, like, you know, talk about the loss of my first wife.
Right.
But you can really learn about the new chapters. Like, remember, there's new chapters. I've since remarried, and I since have two beautiful children. I want you to meet them. Go meet my family. They're beautiful.
Well, yeah, and one of the things you learn about is your work with Sophia's Heart. Are you still involved with the foundation?
Oh, yeah. Sophia's Heart is a very big part of my life. And Sophia's Heart is an organization I started in honor of my first wife. We take homeless families in off the street. We house them. We clothe them. We feed them. We create programs that help integrate them and get them back to where they're supposed to be.
Love that. Well, you can check all of that out. Just find Danny Gokey on Twitter, Instagram, of course, DannyGokey.com. His last name is spelled G-O-K-E-Y, in case you need help with that part. But we've got the privilege of talking with him today because he's coming in concert on Saturday, November 21st. So you're going to get a chance to see him at the City Church in Batavia, concert time, 7 p.m. For tickets, you can go to thecitychurch.com, thecitychurch.com. Fabulous music. Absolutely love your voice and love the heart that you bring to the music. I'm wondering what you think about the song More Than You Think I Am. I believe it's not just a song that you sing, but that it has true meaning for you in terms of who God is and your understanding of him, and maybe you can talk about that for us.
Yeah, so there's this really popular song in the country music market called Live Like You're Dying. Tim McGraw covered it. It was a huge smash hit. Great song. Talked about a man having cancer, and it changed his whole life view, and talked about loving people. Well, anyways, I ended up getting in a writing session with this guy. I just sat before him and said, it was also with another guy named Bernie Herms. He's a big producer, but he's married to Natalie Grant. She's also a Christian singer. Mm-hmm. So it's me, Bernie Herms, and this other guy in the room, and I just decided to say, hey, I have a vision. You know, I've been raised in church my entire life, but I said, man, people have so many differing views of who God is. I mean, you have extreme groups like ISIS who say that they know God, mm-hmm. and then they're killing people in the name of God. We've all seen the news stories. If you haven't, man, please go check it out. But there's people who they're hurting little children, doing wrong, very wrong things, taking away their innocence, and saying they have a right to because they're not Muslim. And so I said, you know what, it's time to talk about who God really is. You know, because if you don't know what you believe, you will fall for any kind of view that comes your way. And not only that, but then on a personal level, I remember there's times in my life, you know, it's interesting how the enemy, that lion, he wants to come in there and weak points and start telling you, see, God didn't answer your prayer, so he's not really good.
Right.
He wants to whisper that, but God is good regardless of our circumstances. So when I went to go write that song, I just said, you know what, I've seen God, who I thought he wasn't good, be very good to me, even in the midst of that time. And so I remember during that season, I decided to write that song, and it ended up turning out so good in the sense of we just tell people, you know, you think God is on the mountaintop, but, you know, God will be in a jail cell ministering to those type of people mm-hmm. who you think are the outcasts of society. You know, there's another line that says, so much has been said, even done in my name, but I'm showing you now who I really am, you know? And so in that time of, you know, there's some people saying things in the name of God, but it doesn't add up.
Right.
You know, and so that song is just saying, hey, let him in. Let him reveal his real self to you. Don't go off of what other people say.
Song's called More Than You Think I Am from the album Hope in Front of Me. Let's check it out.
You always think I'm somewhere on a mountaintop, but never think. What you think that you know?
Danny Gokey's our guest here on Lifeline. Special opportunity to hear from him about his life and his music. You're just listening to More Than You Think I Am here on WDCX. And, you know, obviously so powerful, the things that God has shown you, Danny, and so eye-opening. But what I really love is that you've not taken these lessons and just internalized them. You're sharing them with other people. And, you know, just absolutely wonderful to see that God's given you the platform he's given you to be able to share his truth. And you mentioned being remarried, of course. The story that threw you into the national spotlight was the loss of your wife just before going on American Idol in 2008, and a tragic situation that God brought you through, loved you through, and helped you endure. But God is continuing to bless you and speak into your life. Tell us a little bit about your wife and kids, because we're going to hear the song "My Best Days Are Ahead of Me" in just a moment, and I think that's got to be true. Plus, I'm thinking of like Matthew West's song "Day One." You know, this is the first day of the rest of our life. God's mercy is new every single morning for the believer.
Amen.
No matter what life looks like right now, our best days are still ahead of us. So, talk about that.
So that's a really cool story in itself. So when I got off the show, I wasn't allowed to write for my first album because there's such time constraints and contractual agreements that you have to meet. So what they end up doing is sit me down and saying, all right, we're going to pass a bunch of songs by you. And just tell us what songs you like. Well, My Best Days came across, and I thought it was just a great, I love what it said. You know, it's such a positive message. So I went and recorded that. And remember, this is just about a year after I come off the show, not even a year, a little less than a year, come off the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I go and I record it for my album, release it as a single, and it does, you know, it does really well. But then when I'm recording, I get back on the show American Idol to re-sing it, and I end up getting a call to my A&R person. The guy who wrote that song ended up losing his wife.
Wow.
And he didn't see me on the show. And my story on the show was, you know, I lost my wife. And so when I recorded and someone told him my story, he called my A&R rep and said, I just want to let you know, I lost my wife about the same time Danny lost his. It threw him into a really difficult time. And finally, he was walking in the park. He was trying to shake this part of his life. And he was like, you know what? I was walking, just, you know, trying to just get over this emotional loss that I just went through. His wife died from cancer. And he said, I ended up walking past this couple talking, and he heard the couple say, my best days are ahead of me. And he literally said, that's it. I need to start singing about the good things about to come. So he ended up writing a song. It was his anthem of turning the page. Well, I ended up recording the unknown, and it became my single. And I love that God works those stories out, because, like I said, God is a master author of our life, and he's writing stories that we are just going to blow your mind. And so I ended up recording that, and it became my anthem, and that was the anthem I came up to show with, even though I came out of love. So whatever people are going through right now, if you're walking through tragedy, if you're walking through a disappointment, know this, that your best days are ahead of you, and you keep that mindset. Because I ended up getting remarried. I met a beautiful woman with the heart of God, and we ended up getting married. We have, it's going to be 4 years now at the November 30th.
Wow.
And we have two beautiful children. It's only the beginning. I didn't know that chapter existed. Honestly, I didn't want to think about that. But you know what? Even when we don't have the story mapped out, God already does. And I just learned to just keep walking forward and keep expecting good things, and it'll come your way.
Blowing out the candles on another birthday cake. Old enough to look back and laugh at my mistakes. Young enough to look at the future and like what I see. Change if I could. I don't get lost in the past or get stuck in some sad memory. Yeah, my best days are ahead of me. Age ain't nothing but a number. Sometimes I have to wonder, what does it really mean? But hey, I'm still putting it together.
From the album My Best Days, that's My Best Days Are Ahead of Me. Danny Gokey here on Lifeline. He'll be in concert Saturday, November 21st, 7 p.m. at the City Church in Batavia. Tickets available by going to thecitychurch.com. We'll be back with more conversation. We'll be talking about the brand new Christmas album coming from Danny Gokey right after this.
Narissa from the Durham region shares her real estate experience with Sean Salvaratnam.
I was looking to buy a home, so I needed someone who was knowledgeable, and I was connected to Sean. As a first-time home buyer, I was a little bit nervous, so Sean was very personable and friendly, and that really helped ease my nerves with this new process. He was very open and honest about what was available and what I could do with what I had financially. He had a lot of local knowledge, so he knew a lot about the area that I was looking into, which was very very helpful because I did not know. Being a teacher, he made a lot of time around my schedule, my needs. I would definitely recommend Sean. He has the knowledge and he definitely puts in the effort.
Hi, I'm Sean Selvaratnam, WDCX's newest advertising partner. If you're ready to sell, buy, or need a second opinion, please don't hesitate to call me at 416-564-9449. That number again is 416-564-9449. I look forward to serving you. God bless you and make you a blessing.
Is there a Grinch in your family who just can't get into the Christmas spirit? Join WDCX for a classic Christmas, December 5th at 6 p.m. at Grace Church in Tonawanda. We promise his heart will grow three sizes that night.
Yeah, you know what? We will be there for a special classic Christmas event. That means Christmas event where you actually sing Christmas carols. And so we invite you to come out and be a part of that with us at 6 p.m. on December 5th. It's a Saturday at Grace Church in Tonawanda. But if you can't come, maybe you live in the Toronto area or some other location or you're homebound, hey, don't worry about it. You can stream it live on our HD2 channel by going to WDCXradio.com. Just click on the HD2 button, and you'll be able to listen to all of that live streaming as it occurs. Brought to you, of course, by Right Choice Auto. They're the sponsor of our live stream event for that night, and so you're going to get a chance either to come in person and be a part of the festivities at Grace Church or to tune in via HD2, and thanks to Right Choice Auto for making that possible. Well, we're live at Embassy Church in Oshawa. Danny Gokey, our guest, will continue with the conversation in just a moment, but tonight it's Gary Thomas, best-selling author, speaking here at Embassy Church, about 2 hours away from the start of the event. It starts officially at 7:30. Doors open, I guess, 6:30 or 7 o'clock. You can come on by. Say hi. We've got a WDCX booth here. Yes, tickets are available at the door. They're just $15, and we'd love to see you. And what a great event with best-selling author Gary Thomas. He's a pastor. He's a wonderful man of God and has really done a lot for marriages through his book called Sacred Marriage and now a more recent one called A Lifelong Love. So we hope to see you at the Embassy Church, 416 Taunton Road in Oshawa this evening. Again, the start time is 7:30. So you've got time to get over here, and don't hesitate. I mean, spontaneity is good for the soul. Just call your spouse and say, guess what? We're going to see Gary Thomas tonight at the Embassy Church in Oshawa. We'd love to have you here with us. When we come back, more with Danny Gokey, more music, more conversation. But first, a word from our friends at Churchill Chiropractic. Listen, they're all about taking care of the human body, and they know for sure that it's God who does the healing. But keeping your body in order is something that is important. Honestly, you become a steward of your body like we would be a steward of anything else God has entrusted to us. And Mark and Denise Tomlin at Churchill Chiropractic want to help.
The human body is a self-healing miracle created by God. Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Tomlin of Churchill Chiropractic in Mississauga. For over 28 years, my wife, Dr. Denise, and I have seen people experience restored health through gentle and safe chiropractic adjustments. By removing spinal misalignments that pinch nerves and hinder the body's communication system, regular chiropractic adjustments not only offer our patients relief, but also allow your body to function, heal, and recreate the way God designed it to. Over the years, we've helped entire families live healthy lives through gentle chiropractic care. We'd love to tell you more about God's incredible design and how chiropractic care can help you and your family achieve the best health. Align your spine and allow your body to heal itself the way God intended it to. Contact Churchill Chiropractic today at 905-820-5660 for your free WDCX consultation. That's 905-820-5660. We're Christian chiropractors Mark and Denise Tomlin of Churchill Chiropractic in Mississauga, helping his children live.
I hadn't gone to the dentist in like forever because I have an immense fear of dentists.
You haven't been to the dentist in years because you're afraid. You're not alone.
Hi, my name is Roxanne, and I am a patient of Dr. Long. I immigrated from Jamaica, and ever since I left, I never been to the dentist when I came to Canada. And so it was over 10 years that I didn't go to the dentist. It was just because the last time I went as a kid, it was excruciating pain, and I just didn't want to ever experience that again.
Roxanne faced her fear with the help of Dr. Francis Long.
From the first day I went, I told him about my fear, and he just stopped and he prayed, and it just made it better. And like I moved from around that area, and I'm still going. Like, I travel no matter how far I am, I have to go because I don't think I'll find another dentist like Dr. Long.
Fear-free dentistry is Dr. Long's specialty. Let him help you overcome your fear. Call today, 905-881-7839. That's 905-881-7839. He's located on Young Street in Thornhill.
Danny Gokey and Band in concert. Saturday, November 21st, the City Church presents an evening of incredible music with former American Idol contestant and Dove Award nominee, Danny Gokey. Saturday, November 21st at the City Church, 210 East Main Street in Batavia. Doors open at 6, concert begins at 7. Get your tickets today at thecitychurch.com or call 585-343-6895.
Lifeline, not social media, just real people talking about real life.
Hey, thanks for being with us. Danny Gokey's our guest. We've had the privilege of talking with him about his life and his ministry, his family. Okay, Christmas is coming, and I'm sure your kids are all excited about that reality, right? So, how old are they, by the way?
3 and 1.
Oh, my goodness. You got your hands full, right?
We do, and the three-year-old's finally starting to understand Christmas, so it's going to be exciting. He wasn't getting the whole concept at first, but now he's excited.
Wow. All right, married 4 years. Two children, 3 and 1. What are their names?
Victoria and Danny.
Oh, I love it. Well, congratulations, Daddy. Daddy Gokey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, boy, if we're not able to connect, then this interview will be no Gokey, right? But in any case. So it's a Christmas album and absolutely brand new, so we want our listeners to know about it and how to get it and all of that. But talk about that, because it's your new project, and we want to know how to get it. Then we're going to hear, if it's all right, Lift Up Your Eyes. We want to walk us into that song. It'd be great.
All right. So Lift Up Your Eyes. So let's give you the background. So, you know, Christmas album, I think every singer wants it. It's a dream they want to do.
Right.
You know, who doesn't love Christmas? Well, finally, my manager approached me, and the label approached me. They said, hey, we want to put out an album. I was more than happy to do it. We ended up doing 8 classic songs. Like Mary, did you know, Oh Holy Night, and, mm-hmm. you know, the Christmas song, White Christmas, you know, all those songs. And I wrote 2 songs. Lift Up Your Eyes is a song. Man, we're getting such a great response. It's selling so well. And, you know, it's our radio single that's this year. And it's just a song. It's just an anthem of, like, you know, and it takes you back there. It's a very happy song. And the response has just been so amazing. But I ended up writing that song, you know, and I'm so grateful that God gave me a song like that, because it's just a fun song to sing. I'm singing it everywhere we go. I just think the listeners need to listen to it, and, you know, hopefully they'll like it just as much as we like it.
From Christmas Is Here, Danny Gokey, Lift Up Your Eyes.
Light of lights, eternal hope has come. Here we go.
That's Danny Gokey. He's our guest here on Lifeline. Lift Up Your Eyes, name of the song from his new Christmas album called Christmas Is Here. So how are folks going to get their hands on the new Christmas album?
You know, they can go to the Christian bookstores and get it. They can go to Amazon.com or iTunes. They can get it right away. I mean, it is doing so well. We're doing a big 17-city tour in December, and so you can go to DannyGokey.com and figure out what cities we're going to be in. We're going to do some of these songs at the City Church in Batavia on the 21st when we're there in concert.
I was going to ask that. Good.
Yeah. We're going to do a couple more songs, too, you know, off the Christmas album. So I would just say, get ready. It's going to be an amazing night. It's going to be a night of worship, a night of entertainment, you know, a few Christmas songs sprinkled in there, and they're going to hear the story of hope.
Well, it's a fabulous opportunity for you to get your hands on the music, but also to hear it in person. If you live in Western New York or Southern Ontario, we invite you to come to the City Church in Batavia on Saturday, November 21st, 7 p.m., to hear Danny Gokey and band in concert. It's going to be a fabulous evening. All right. What I really love is that the album includes some classic Christmas songs, Danny, and one of my favorites is the last one I want to talk about here, if you've got time, and that's Mary, Did You Know? You referred to it earlier. But
yeah,
here's the thing. There's a line in that song that brings tears to my eyes every time, and I don't know if I've got it exactly right, but it's basically referring to Mary saying, when you kissed your little baby,
yeah,
you kissed the face of God.
Yep.
Think about that. We think we have a real tough job in life, you know, going about our business, raising our kids, you know, managing family life and all of that. Mary was tasked with the responsibility of raising God. That doesn't even make sense, does it? I mean, that's so incredible. But most of us have heard the song. We know it quite well. But talk about how it's impacted your life.
Man, Mary, Did You Know? We started doing this song in concert. Just, you know, we didn't have a Christmas album out the last few years. This is the first time we put one out this year. But even though we didn't have an album out before, we just, everywhere we went when we did that song, it just made such a huge impact. And so we ended up deciding, you know, I put a specific arrangement on it, a very worshipful, powerful arrangement on it. And we end up putting on the album, man, this song is making some big impact everywhere we go. But can you imagine what it's like when the angel came to Mary and said, you're gonna give birth to the Savior of the world.
Mm.
You know, and basically God's entrusting you with his son.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine what that was like. And this song embodies that. And this man changed everything. He changed the way we looked at power. He changed the way we looked at position. He said, if you want to be the greatest, learn to serve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, if you want to enter the kingdom of God, you got to have a heart like a child. And started dealing with our views of, oh, to get to the top, I need to crush. I need to, you know, lie, cheat, and steal to get my way up the ladder. And he ended up saying that giving was the most blessed way, not receiving. Just changed everything. And he brought order to a chaotic world. And basically said, he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, Prince of Peace. This is who we're dealing with.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered,
Mary Did You Know from the brand new Christmas album by Danny Gokey called Christmas Is Here. And we definitely want you to get your hands on a copy of that album, but also come and see him in concert on Saturday, November 21st, 7 p.m. at the City Church in Batavia. Danny, it's been great to meet you and spend a little time chatting with you. I know you've got a pretty close relationship with Marty McDonald and folks here in Western New York and Southern Ontario. We love you. We love your music. We're going to be hearing a lot of music from the Christmas album starting the day after Thanksgiving, and lots of Danny Gokey music coming this Christmas. So any thoughts, any personal invite or whatever you want to ask people to come out and join you, it's, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I would, and thank you so much, Dan. And I just want to invite the listeners. Listen, on the 21st, we're going to be there. Not just me, but my band. You know, we're a soulful band, but we love the Lord, and we love to entertain them. So if you're looking for a good night, I invite you to come out. If you need some hope, come out. If you need something to change in your life, God's going to meet us there, and we believe some amazing things are going to happen. And I know you'll be very pleased with the outcome. Invite your friends, invite your family. Tickets are on sale now, and I love to meet you guys. And I can't wait to see you there.
In terms of eyewear, have you decided what frames you'll be wearing?
Well, you know, I guess, I don't know why you said that. Yeah, I actually, some new styles of Danny Gokey eyewear just came out. If people don't know, I have one of the cool things from the show is that I released my own line of eyewear called Danny Gokey Eyewear. I went to about 2,000 stores. And so I got some new designs coming my way that the company just drew up, and they'll be here before then, and I'll have some nice, funky Danny Gokey frames around.
Fabulous. We wouldn't expect anything less. Thanks, Danny. God bless you, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the 21st. Danny Gokey and band in concert at the City Church Saturday, November 21st in Batavia. 7 p.m. is the start time. You're going to love the concert. So don't miss it. Get your tickets at thecitychurch.com. That's thecitychurch.com. We'll be back with more of Lifeline in just a moment.